Saya International is an Atlanta-based theater company known for both adaptations of classic works and for non-traditional staging. True to form, their latest production, titled Terminus, takes Richard Adams' novel Watership Down, yes, the one about the rabbits, and sets it with humans in the American Civil War. WABE's Mike John sat down with the creators of the show and has this.
An evening at the theater doesn't typically involve bug spray and good walking shoes, but that's what I've signed up for here at the Clyde Shepard Nature Preserve in North Decatur. I'm here for Terminus.
The story is about these five deserters trying to get home.
This is Maryam Khalid.
I am the playwright of Terminus.
She and Saya co-founder Philip Justman are co-directing.
We start with the character of Fiver and Hazel.
As in Richard Adams' Watership Down, Fiver has visions, frightening visions of bloodshed.
All these years, I saw nothing more of it, but today, hellish day, you made me witness a fight
so cruel that all of us will meet our end.
And these brothers, along with other Confederate soldiers, set off on a course for home, and hopefully away from this mysterious fate that Fiver's visions have foretold. The audience literally follows the characters through the forest on their journey, or I should say, some of the characters, on one of the journeys. The audience can also follow
their wives, mothers, and sisters who've been left behind.
But so help me God, if you try anything, I'll shoot you where you lay. Are we understood?
Ultimately, there are three separate paths through the woods and through the story the audience can choose to take. Maryam says this came out of looking for a way to provide audiences with a chance to gain a larger perspective on the story.
What if you could hear the same story three different ways? Traditional theater, you go, you sit, you experience from a slight bit of a distance. But we try to encourage our patrons to go a step further, to be brave, to, if you feel inclined, to step closer and listen to the conversation not happening directly in front of you, but perhaps the side characters, and what are they exploring at this moment.
And it's almost like life in a way, where you have a situation that happens, but if you could rewind that situation multiple different times and see the day each person had leading up to that situation. And that's one thing that theater does that's great, is it offers different perspectives.
Now, this year is the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Atlanta. Did that influence you at all in setting this story during the Civil War?
Actually, surprisingly, no. We discovered that anniversary after we had decided to set the story at the end of the Civil War, and it really just was the universe working in our favor.
The real impetus for setting the story in wartime actually came from the origins of Richard Adams' book.
He based this story, Watership Down, on his own personal experiences during World War II, and in order to sort of tell the story to his girls, his daughters, mm-hmm. He turned them into rabbits.
In turning them back into men, fleeing a war that took place right here, and putting the audience in the forest with them, the effect is both immersive and otherworldly. It's all very real, but it's also heightened. The title of the show isn't Atlanta, after all. It's Terminus.
You're right. Terminus is one of the old names for Atlanta, and also one of the definitions for it is the end point in a journey, and all these characters having their own endpoints of the journey, because the whole show ends in one spot. No matter what path you choose, it all ends in the same spot, and that's the Terminus.
To be completely honest, it is a sexy name. Can you imagine if Terminus was Atlanta's name right now? Like, I live in Terminus. Terminus, Georgia.
Yeah.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Audiences have a chance to live in Terminus for an evening at a time, at least. The show opens at the Clyde Shepard Nature Preserve in Decatur tomorrow, April 16th, running through May 17th. You can find more information at wabe.org/citycafe.